the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
We don't know Osuna as well as we know our own team. And we take it very seriously who comes into our culture, who comes into our clubhouse, and how the clubhouse responds. So I address the team to let them know that Jeff and Osuna will both be in L.A. and we're gonna get together as a family would and talk about how this all came together and what the steps are moving forward to incorporate him onto our team and give him a second chance. I wanted our team to hear that from me before the day started and it was well received. I spoke to Osuna after the trade was done. Jeff gave me his number. And I called him directly. He's very excited. He's very appreciative of the organization, giving him an opportunity. He was very thankful to me, to Jeff, to anybody involved. He just wanted to say thank you like 10 or 12 different times. It was yes or no sir conversation. It was very respectful. He was very remorseful for being a distraction on his first entrance onto a team, but he can't wait to get started. That's what he told me. And I told him, laid out the next week for him. He's going to pitch again in our minor league sometime between now and Friday. And then we'll activate him when he gets here.
Well, that escalated quickly. Let's get right to it. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, and I kind of suspect you will. 713-780-3776 is your number for the HRNP listener line. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you wish to see our less than beautiful faces on live stream, just go to ESPN975.com and click on Watch Us on Live Stream. You can also comment there if you're signed in. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood. And judging from Twitter today and every other show that I've heard, everybody's in a bad mood over the Osuna deal.
Are you in a bad mood?
No, I'm not. I want to start with it because this is one of those shows that I know we're going to have to talk about this a lot.
Yep.
I'm never a fan of those kind of shows. They're not fun for me. But I also understand that people are fired up. So we're going to do it. But we're gonna,
it's part of the job.
But we're going to do things a little bit differently, I hope. What I don't want, because this is one of those subjects where I understand if you're pissed off. I really do. And I made it clear yesterday, not a trade I would have made.
Yeah.
And I also understand the people who say, oh, he deserves a second chance. And, you know, if it makes the team better, I get all that.
Okay.
What I don't want to get into is if you think, one, where you're telling the other people that they're losers and idiots and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because the truth is, everybody is going to have an opinion one way or the other, and that's great. It doesn't mean the other person's opinion is stupid or wrong. I don't know that there's, I mean, there's what my opinion is. It doesn't mean I'm right.
I mean, it could be stupid and wrong.
It could be stupid and wrong. Yeah, if you're talking about, oh,
there's the potential.
It's okay to go ahead and hit women. Okay, that's stupid and wrong.
Yeah.
But in terms of, you know, I think in terms of what people feel about this, I don't know that there's a lot of wrong. There's just a lot of passion and a lot of strong feelings. And I've said yesterday that it's not a move I would have made if I were GM, because here's the other thing too. Like, let's not compare things that are not really comparable. All right. For instance, Jeffrey Dahmer, bad, right?
I think he's generally frowned upon.
Is that as bad as a guy who commits involuntary manslaughter one time?
No.
Okay. So just keep in mind that apples to apples don't always work here. So if you're comparing what this guy did with a serial rapist or, oh, I don't know, a coach who oversaw a serial rapist, it's not the same thing. Doesn't mean you can't. It's just like when we throw out these pejorative words like sexual assault, there's different levels there too.
There's like the grab a waitress's ass.
Right.
Versus like you know, full blown
penetration,
rape. Yeah,
yeah. While somebody's
unwanted
asleep.
Penetration.
That's both wrong. One worse than the other.
Yes,
right? And I think you have the same thing with domestic violence too. I mean, you have a serial, a person who serially commits, beats his wife on a regular basis. To me, worse than a one time drunk thing. Now, in most cases, we find out that the one time drunk thing isn't really a one time thing. So I want to make sure that, you know, we're not just going into, well, if you're this, you're this guy. I don't want any of that crap
right.
today. But I do think that, you know, what you guys think about this is important, and we want to hear it. And next segment, we'll take calls at 713-780-3776. And I'll give you an example of something that I actually dealt with in terms of being a boss and being somebody who was hiring people. Not going to give any names away, but not anybody you guys would have heard of that used to okay. work for me.
Jerome Solomon.
No, not Jerome. It was not Jerome. Stop. No, this is it's not anybody you would know because it was an internal guy.
Oh.
But very talented, very good at his job. Also had an incident with his wife, and I helped him get a lawyer, helped him get counseling, but we did not continue to employ him.
Okay.
And recently he called and told me he's not drinking anymore. He's off the drugs, all the stuff that was causing his problems, and he's been through counseling, and could he write for Sports Map? And I said, no. I've got 100 people that want to write for Sports Map who are equally talented, who don't have that history. I'm glad you're getting your life together, but, you know, it's just not something I'm going to do.
Okay.
So, yeah, and that's how I kind of look at it is I don't need you. I've got 100 other people that want to write for Sports Map, at least. So that are equally good. And I just think that whenever I look at a situation like this, it's like, what would I do? And in this case, I wouldn't have made the trade. Now, that's all right. That doesn't make me right. I mean, there's a lot of people say, oh, you should give the guy another chance. Yeah, maybe.
I believe in second chances.
I do. I do. It depends on what it is, though. DUI, absolutely. I'm going to give you a second chance unless you kill somebody doing it. And then now we're into a different level. Busted for weed. I'm just going to be pissed you didn't give me any. But there's certain things that, you know, I do believe you deserve a second chance. But in a high-profile job, I don't want that hassle. I don't want people to go, you know what this guy did? Yeah, I do. So, regardless, I think the reality is, I mean, we all should have standards and things that, and to me, when it comes to that, my standards are, my line is not, it doesn't take much for you to cross it where I won't have anything to do with you. So I try to put it in that perspective. And as far as the Astros are concerned, the fact that they, they made this deal, that's their choice, but I don't agree with it.
Look, let's go. My biggest issue with it is that the double standard that the Astros are basically laying out here for us. And the fact that they had a minor league prospect who they were like, oh, you're gone. You're done. No, nothing to do with the organization going forward. They talked about their zero tolerance policy, which
That's a lie.
Apparently, it's a little bit of tolerance.
No, that's not a zero tolerance policy. And due diligence, which they also said yesterday, whenever you say that and you say zero tolerance when you're taking a guy that you're supposed to have zero tolerance for, it's bull bleep.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
like zero
bull bleep.
Tolerance means that guy's not on our radar.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there's a lot of guys, like we hear about this a lot in the draft, like not the baseball draft, but like the NFL draft. Well, there'll be guys who, even though they're really talented, there's some teams who won't have that guy on their draft board. I know Joe Mixon, we talked about him. There were several teams that would not put him on their draft board.
And I said I wouldn't either.
He was probably... consensus, he was one of the three best running backs in the draft class, right?
He was, depending on who you talk to, yeah.
But there were teams who would have taken a seventh-round running back that that probably has already washed out of the league over Joe Mixon if Joe Mixon were available because they didn't want their team's name attached to that. And lucky for Joe Mixon, you know, there's 32 teams and the Bengals will take anybody.
Right.
But...
basically, if you're the Bengals or the Chiefs, you'll take a chance.
The Bengals have never said, we've got a zero tolerance policy either. The Bengals have established that they are almost you know, tolerant to a fault. The Astros, though, have set a precedence in the past, going back to the Jerry Hunsicker or Julio Lugo thing. Julio Lugo was the team's starting shortstop, and they basically, it took them 8 hours to decide, this guy's not on our team anymore. He's gone.
Yeah, that was a different front office, though, right?
Right. Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Jerry Hunsicker was the GM at the time.
Was it Hunsicker or was it on to prepare?
It was Hunsicker. I just wrote an article for Sports Map today, so I've been doing research and diligence. It'll
be up shortly. Josh is working
on it. I've been doing an unprecedented amount of due diligence on this. But that was a good team, that Astros team in 2003. They finished one game behind the Cubs.
Was that 2003? My God, I'm getting old.
So the 2003 Astros finished one game behind the Cubs in the NL Central. One game. You're telling me Julio Lugo wouldn't have made the difference in one game over the course of the 150 that they played without him? I'm going to go, he probably would have. But did anybody at the end of the season when they finished one game behind the Cubs go, man, I really wish we would have kept that wife beater because we'd be in the playoffs? No, no one says that because it's absurd. That said, the Astros went from being like, and this is sort of the premise of my article. The Astros last year were a feel-good team. They're a likable team. They're fun loving, a free clubhouse. They're an easy team to cheer for. And if you were last year in the playoffs, if you were a Yankees fan, a Red Sox fan, or a Dodgers fan, you probably didn't want to cheer for the Astros. But I think everybody else who didn't have a dog in the fight saw this team that went through Hurricane Harvey and was just a fun bunch of guys to watch. And they said, this is a good team to cheer for. And it felt good to see that kind of team win. And it's essentially been the same thing all through this year. They're still a feel-good team until yesterday. And now it just feels a little bit slimy and a little bit gross. And you're not what you were. And it's suddenly not, I talk about this with the Rockets. And people are like, why don't you like the Rockets anymore? If you grew up a Rockets fan, why aren't you a Rockets fan? And I was like, because I don't like cheering for James Harden. I didn't like cheering for Dwight Howard. I don't really want to cheer for Roberto Osuna. And I know there are people who say, what about Bregman? I don't like Alex Bregman, but
he ain't this.
There's a big difference between being like a douchebag bro and being a guy who beats up women. There's a pretty big difference. So it just feels weird. And it feels like there was a bunch of other options out there for the Astros.
That's the thing. And this goes back to what I always say and why, Tariq Hill I wouldn't have drafted, because I think there's other guys you can get. Now, he's been fantastic, and people have forgotten all about it, haven't they? But again, that's why I never blame teams when they say, I'm not going to do this. And even Marcus Peters, as talented as he was, not domestic violence, but he had some issues, and there were teams that took him off their board. Now, his issues I probably would have tolerated a lot more. But there's always another guy out there that can do what these guys do, especially in football and baseball. And I'm more willing to just say, I'll get somebody else.
And by the way, the Astros gave up more in this deal than the A's gave up for Yuris Familia, than the Nationals gave up for Kelvin Herrera. It wasn't a cheap acquisition compared to some of the other stuff that's gone along. Basically,
Ken Giles can still pitch. That's just...
The A's gave up two minor leaguers that were ranked in the 15 to 25 range of their farm system and agreed to take on his salary. That's nothing. The Astros gave up two of the top 15 prospects in their organization and a major league ready pitcher who probably with a change of scenery can be a closer again. They are acting like this was, if anyone tries to convince you that this was a move they had to make, that's BS, because they didn't.
And there's a couple other things that I want to get to, but I want to hear from you guys because I think my opinion, I've been pretty straightforward about. But let's hear what you guys have to think. We'll take calls next segment at 713-780-3776. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. With the
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. And you remember when you signed up for cell phone or your TV service or internet or electricity or insurance and you got that new customer rate and it was really awesome and you were like, man, this is great. And then, you know, down the road, you get the loyal customer rate, which it sucks. You have been paying your bill on time. You've been doing the right things. But now the new guys are getting a better deal than you. And that doesn't seem right to you anymore. Well, it doesn't seem right to Bill Advisor either, and they're going to fix it. They're going to save you at least $300 guaranteed. Guaranteed or your money back. And they're saving listeners. Most of them are saving over $800. A lot of them saving over $1,000, $2,000. We had one last week save $4,000. That could be you. Start the savings right now. It's simple. Text the word GO to 232323. And your Bill Advisor will get your personal information and start working for you. They're going to take care of you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Said that he talked to some players on the team about the trade. Did he reach out to you about it?
He did not talk to me personally, no.
What's your reaction to getting this in?
It's a tough, tough situation. I think thing for us to remember here is that the details haven't come to light. We don't know the whole story. Obviously, I've said some pretty inflammatory things about stuff like this in the past, and I stand by my words. I think with an ongoing case as is this one, it's kind of to see what happens. But it'll be interesting. I think he plans to talk to us when he gets here, I think it's just we'll go from there, see what happens.
Jeff, not reaching out, were you surprised, or did it take you by surprise whenever you
heard? No, I don't think it's typical. I mean, this is a baseball operations decision. This is his decision to make. I don't think it's I think it's pretty typical that they wouldn't inquire with roster moves like this to ask all the players what their opinion is. I mean, this is his decision.
And we're back. That was Justin Verlander, which he said, obviously put him in a very uncomfortable situation, you can tell.
It's so awkward for him, and you can tell he doesn't like this, but he's also torn. And this is what I said was going to happen yesterday. It was going to be weird because there are going to be guys who are now forced into a situation that they're going to have to say, we're excited to have this guy on the team, and he's one of us now, even though on the inside they're going, dude, we don't want this. You know Justin Verlander doesn't want this.
No.
And honestly, he says it's not something that it's an organizational decision. It's not something that he would normally talk to me about, but I can't imagine being a GM of a baseball team where – Justin Verlander's the most accomplished player on the Astros roster. He's a league MVP. He's been to multiple World Series. He's your best pitcher. I mean, he's a lot of things. He went out on a limb when you guys threw the last guy off the team and said, there's no place for this. Basically, I hope he's getting everything that he deserves. He made that very
tweeted
public.
Tweeted out shooting the rod at the guy.
Yeah, made it very public. And now the GM is like, I think I'm going to hire this accused wife beater without running it by old JV and just see how it works out. I can't picture being Jeff Luhnow and going, yeah, I don't need to talk to these guys about it.
Lance McCullers has also spoke out very strongly against it. And a couple things that I want to point out real quick, and then we'll blast through these phone calls, is first off, the Jays, he probably was never playing for the Jays again.
Because
he's most likely going to get the equivalent of deferred adjudication up there. But he's not a Canadian citizen, so he's never getting back into Canada. So next year when the Astros play the Blue Jays, you're going to be doing it without your closer, most likely. Because it's very hard to get into Canada with a conviction, especially a high-profile one. Hey, couldn't get in? Was it J-Lo? One of them couldn't get into Canada because of a conviction.
J-Lo?
Yeah, one of them. One of those weird chicks. I don't remember which one it was. Somebody will remember. And we've had listeners tell us I had a DWI, couldn't get in. They're very, you know, if you're not a Canadian citizen, it's hard to get in the country if you've got a felony record. And even getting deferred adjudication, I think there's a good chance that he was never playing for that team again, no matter what.
Yeah.
And then let's just, okay, I want to have a good discussion about this. What I don't want is make stuff up and be dumb like this sports geek guy that tweeted us. Wait a second. Now y'all are saying they didn't have to make this move when almost 2 weeks ago y'all said they needed to do something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, first off,
they needed to go trade for a closer that wasn't a
Let me explain this in terms that you'll understand, like a 4-year-old. Yeah, they needed to do something, but they didn't need to do this.
Yeah.
And second off, I never said they had to go out and get a reliever. I was pretty consistent that, you know what, I'd be okay if they went out and got a starting pitcher.
Or a bat.
I think a bat would have been much better, especially considering now two of your best hitters are out and you can't score a run. But to try to equate making a move with making a move for a guy who's been suspended 75 games for beating his wife, that's the kind of dumb bleep that I don't want to hear today. I want to hear good comments from people. We'll start with Q-Dog. Let's see what he's got. What's up, Q-Dog?
Kind of sports, man. Well, first and foremost, I'm not sure what exactly, he's being accused of domestic violence, but do you guys have any further details of what went on? Because the way I understand it, no details have come out yet. But, obviously domestic violence could encompass all kinds of things. But do you guys have any further details as far as what exactly happened?
I don't have details, but here's what I will say. Aroldis Chapman, when he was suspended, and that was, what, two years ago? Yeah, 2016? Aroldis Chapman was accused of grabbing a woman by the throat and firing a gun off next to her multiple times in the air. I'm going to go ahead and put that in the box of serious domestic disputes. Not like,
yeah,
I knocked a lamp down and busted a lamp and like a piece of the light bulb got stuck in the side of her foot. Like I'm going to go with Chapman's was in the serious box. Do we agree on that?
Oh, yeah.
He got a 30-day suspension for that. Roberto Osuna got a 75-day suspension for whatever it was he did that Major League Baseball knows and we don't. I'm guessing that it had to be pretty serious. I don't think it was like he bumped into her with his shoulder and knocked her down. I mean, this is...
Yeah, I mean, on the surface, yeah. But, I mean, it's not like Major League Baseball knows that much either. I have talked to some people in Toronto who are around the team who know a little bit about it, and they've all said the same thing, that they heard it was bad, but the courts don't release this stuff, so it's not as easy to get. There's not as many leaks. They said they heard it was really bad, and every one of them was completely surprised when they heard about it, because up until then, he'd been like Carlos Correa. He was a guy that just everybody loved him. He was out in the community. He did all this stuff, so they were completely shocked when it happened, but then they also heard it was really, really bad. Now, they're far less tolerant of that kind of stuff up there.
Right.
And so, we don't know what happened. That's all we have to go on. And, I'd like to hear from the woman. If she comes out and says, yeah, it was not that big a deal. We just got into a fight. I pushed him. He pushed me back.
Well, essentially, it's not quite what happened with Chapman. But
yeah,
the woman basically, and who knows if she was paid off or what, but the woman basically decided to drop the charges.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'd like to hear what happened from her.
She hasn't come out and said... Nope. Well, first of all, there's a criminal thing still going on. And that's the other thing that made me sick about Jeff Luhnow's comments, where he said he's complied with everything in regards to the events of the past. Now, tomorrow, he's going to go to court and plead not guilty. That's the opposite of complying with...
He lived up to his suspension, which, let's be honest, the Jays were never letting him play until this was settled, and they probably weren't anyway. So, and to be fair now, H-Town G-Love says so many things have come to light about domestic violence since Chapman. I think that's why the punishment is so harsh.
Maybe so.
Wrong. No, I think that's probably a factor. But, yeah, we'll get some more calls as soon as we get back. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
Ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Julie says Astros let go of Lugo the night he was arrested for slamming his wife's head in the hood of the Cards Stadium. Remember, root for the good guys used to be our motto. That's what's kind of frustrating because I don't like Jose Altuve any less today. Or Carlos Correa.
No.
Or Justin Verlander. Or Lance McCullers, who spoke out against this very thing. Or George Springer, all of whom really seem to be good human beings on top of being great baseball players.
Yep.
So you still have a lot of good. That's what makes it kind of difficult because, you know, it's there's always, you know, I kind of blame the organization for this, not those guys. But
doesn't it feel like you can add one player that kind of just changes the way you think about a team, right?
Yeah, I mean, more so.
If the Texans would have drafted Joe Mixon, would you feel differently about them today than you do?
Yeah, I would have.
That's what I'm saying. Like one guy can make a big difference.
Yeah, and as much as everybody likes to dog the Texans for not wanting guys like that, I respect that. I do. I mean, I think there's, but as I said at the time, there's other running backs who I like as much as Joe Mixon that if I need a running back, I'm taking them first. But let's get some more calls in. Disco Biscuit. Disco, are you going to be at the party Thursday?
Hey, guys, am I invited to the party Thursday?
Oh, no.
You know what?
We lost your invitation. Okay.
You haven't gotten an invite yet? Well, I'll tell you what. I just so happen to have some more to give away today. When your call is over, stay on hold. Disco's going to be our first winner today. How's that?
Thank you, Fred. Thank you.
What if this call is horrible?
If the call is horrible, she can still come and we'll make fun of her at the party.
I'm going to try not to make it horrible. So I was on hold before the guy before me talked, and I am under the impression that in Canada, they're a lot more protective of the women in the domestic violence cases. So I think, like, that's why we don't know very much. I know Fred said that. But, you know, there's this thing where women are under an extraordinary amount of pressure to not press charges against men that beat them or abuse them and kind of to just, like, stay in those relationships. And I think, for me, the biggest thing I'm disappointed about in the Astros is this guy, it's not like he's an accountant somewhere, you know? Like, he's got a forward-facing job. And over 25% of women are victims of domestic violence. So that's like a fourth of the female population, which means that a huge portion of your young fans are probably living in situations where their mom is getting attacked or their stepmom is getting attacked, or maybe even they're being abused by their father. And same with your female fans. And it feels to me like they're just kind of pushing those of us to the side. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that does make sense. And I think that's a good perspective. And, you know, thanks for sharing it. Stay on hold, Disco. You guys make sure she gets to win the first. We have more to give away. We had some turn back. But Disco's been a long-time listener, and she's like our female conscience.
Yeah.
Whenever something happens, she calls in. So we want to make sure she gets taken care of. And I'm going to try to get some to some of the one of the other giveaways. I'm just going to list some Twitter people who have been longtime listeners that we're going to try to get it to them first. And if not, we'll open it up. And then I have one for just the people. So we have plenty of those yet. So get Ike. What's up, Ike?
Oh, thanks for the call, Ike.
Ike hung up on
no,
us?
No, I pushed the wrong button.
Oh, sorry. What's up, Ike?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you.
First off, I'd like to say thanks.
You're welcome.
First-time caller, been a listener since about 09. Fred, I wrote in the email that my first what are the odds was Colt McCoy getting the shower scene from American History X. I think that was the national championship game when he got hurt. Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to call and talk about this domestic violence thing. You know, it's like no matter how hard I try, I can't feel ashamed about what that Astros did, because all year all I've been thinking is, God, they need help in this bullpen. They need help in this bullpen. And then I see they did something, and you know, and it's, I guess it's unprecedented, because you know the Astros and the Texans, you know, they kind of have that kind of policy, but the Astros still have a group of guys that are arguably the best, you know, in any league. So he's going to be around people, and these people are not going to let him off nicely. So I feel that a month from now, when we're playing baseball, you know, everybody's going to be – because you know how – all I hear is, oh, he should never play again. But, like, if people actually know somebody that has been involved in domestic violence, they would know that it's more about seeking them some help. Because a lot of times, that's what, like, I think Disco said, like, how a lot of people grow up in it. There's a lot of guys that grow up in it. There are a lot of guys that have watched their mom get hit. There are a lot of guys who despise their mom because their mom is doing a lot of things where they feel that she's not putting them first. And that just carries on till they're 18, 20, 25. So, you know, these kids, these people who do it, some people, you know, you can help, but there's a lot of people that need help. And, you know, I don't feel that anybody's ever trying to, I don't know. But anyway, that's all I want to say.
All right. Thanks for the call.
And that kind of gets back to what I said at the beginning when I had someone, well, I actually had a couple people that had issues with it. First thing I did was get them counseling and get them a lawyer, but they can't work for me.
Right.
And that's just how I feel about it.
And it's also, I mean, there's a lot of hypocrisy with fans when it comes to this too, because there's a lot of I bet there's a lot of people who thought that Osuna was a scumbag and he, you know, he shouldn't be allowed to play until he got traded to the Astros, and then they changed their tune on it.
And that's why, like, you don't hear anything about Aroldis Chapman anymore.
Nope.
You don't hear anything about Tariq Hill. And that's because they're good. That's the other thing too. And,
yeah, but you know what, Steph Curry, I don't like him because he chews on his mouthpiece.
Steph Curry's a little bitch, though. That's different. That has nothing to do with.
Oh yeah, he's more of a little bitch than Roberto Osuna. I say no.
I still don't have to like the guy. Quit trying to make me like the guy because he doesn't beat his wife.
I'm not saying you don't have to. I'm just saying there's fans who will say, oh, I can look past what Roberto Osuna does, but then they'll over something petty like, oh, LeBron changed teams or Steph Curry chooses mouthpiece. I just can't cheer for him. It's silly that there's some people who are labeled, oh, I don't like that guy because of this.
But
then when it's on your team and it's something serious, it's like, oh, I can look past that.
That's any fan base. But I got to say, just from what I've heard today, who the hell's yelling out there now?
It's a party. Someone scored a touchdown in the intern room.
Whatever the hell. You know, it's not like we have a show. Is that Barry out there causing that again?
It sounded like Patrick, but I don't know.
Okay, wait a minute. Doesn't he have his own show on?
He might be on break.
Well, tell him to, man, that guy, I had to call him on it today because he does 2 hours filling in for Charlie. He's doing 3 more hours over on the network. And in between, he's screaming the entire time out there. It's like, come on, dude. Can you not take 5 minutes off from yelling? Come on, Creighton. Jeez. Well, I know you heard him because you were sitting right outside.
Yeah,
I
heard it.
I finally had to say something. But, no, I get what you're saying. Fan bases are going to do that. But the reality is I think the Astros fan base has been pretty outspoken about this from what I've seen on Twitter and from what I've heard from the callers today. I haven't heard a lot of that. Oh, no, it's fine now that he's one of us. I would like to hear that call. Seriously, I'm not going to make fun of you. I want to hear that call that, hey, no, I'm okay with this, and here's why.
I know for a fact there are people that are okay with it.
Well, and that's fine. I'd like to hear from them.
But it's also sort of a hard thing to admit, at least out loud.
Yeah, which is why I'm promising you, I'm not going to make fun of you.
You're not going to judge.
No, not at all. And I said that at the outset. I don't think you're stupid for that. It's just because we don't agree on it, but I want to hear why people are okay with it. That's fine, right? All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Well, there is no turning
back. Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. One of the texters, trying to shorten it a little bit, says, comes out that Roberto straight up Greg Hardy'd his girl, you'd have to cut bait, but when did we start living in the society of guilty until proven innocent? I love how everybody criticizes people with absolutely no information to go off and assumes a worst-case scenario every time. I agree with that. And remember what happened with the San Francisco linebacker. So it's always, to me, I try not to react too fast when I hear these things until the facts start coming out. And it is harder because you don't have all the facts. Because that in Canada, I think Disco was talking about this, but it's not open records for police reports the way it is here. So
all you can really
go off of, police reports, I don't always trust.
All you can really go off of, and this is kind of what I said, the police found enough evidence that they wanted to, they arrested him. The DA has put together enough of a case that they want to prosecute. Jeff Luno said that he's remorseful for what happened. Remember being remorseful for something that you've never done? I mean, does that happen?
I'm remorseful for some things you've done, but...
Okay, that's fine.
But again...
You wouldn't say you're remorseful for something unless you did something wrong, right?
Yeah, I'd like... And I don't really like the fact that sports leagues suspend guys before it plays out in the courts, but that's also within their right, just like it's within any company's right to say, no, I don't want to hire you. And... I get that, but I also, there are times you don't want to be associated with things. And, you know, I think in this case, there's certainly enough there to be concerned about, and I just don't think it's worth the trouble. That's just my opinion, but that's okay. Other people disagree, and let's see if James disagrees. What's up, James?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, sports, what's going on?
I don't know. It's weird. For me, a first-time caller, I've been listening for a long time, but this situation is weird for me because I've personally just gone through it, and I would like to characterize myself as a person who is a good human being, and I do a lot of things with children. I'm a coach of a select organization out here in Mont Belvieu, and yada, 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 all that stuff. Well, things happened with some friends and my wife and I, and there was, you know, we had an argument. Okay, and it led to things that were bad, and I'm putting it a little bit too personal, but whatever. And I paid my price, and I lost a lot of things around that, but I didn't lose my wife. I didn't lose my children. I didn't lose my friends, my core friends. And being on that side of it and knowing who I am as a human being and not being able to judge Osuna is the unfair advantage. Now, sports athlete, I get it, but the unfair advantage is nobody knows who he really is. Nobody knows anything about him. And his job is to come here and close games. And nobody's going to give him that credit or that time to do that. And that's the crappy part to me about it, because they're already saying he doesn't need to be here, when I'm sure the guy's paid his price. In some way, shape, or form, I'm sure he's paid his price. And now he's getting to pay it again with all of this going on. I just, to me, that's my opinion on it. And I think that, that it's hard to judge. I'm for him. He's a good ball player.
Can I interrupt you real quick, James? How many kids do you have?
Four.
Four daughters?
Yep, that's the.
So
go ahead, hit me with it.
Yeah. So if somebody beat up one of your daughters, and then they got suspended from work for 75 days, you'd be like, I guess that pretty much pays for it. They're good to go back to work, back to your $1 million job.
Yeah. No. And no. I mean, it also depends on the situation too. And I'm also calling without 100% of the facts on the Osuna issue, because I just heard about this trade, you know, that when it happened, and I haven't dug into it too much. But just on the pure domestic violence part, yeah, if one of my children, that happened, am I going to be mad? Am I going to be a dad? Am I going to be a man and want to go whoop that guy's butt and all that stuff? Yeah, of course those emotions are going to go through me, and I'm going to hate it. But then we're going to talk, because I've been there. I've been through it. You know, I'm not proud of what I did. Now, I don't think, you know, nothing that I did was like a Ray Rice deal where I, you know, knocked my old lady out. And, you know, I mean, it was more like an arm grab kind of deal. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That the point of it is not okay. And nobody should be okay with the actual domestic violence. Now, the human being factor of it is we all screw up, man. We all make mistakes. And an image position, and in this industry, in the baseball industry and in sports wide, where these guys are all, you got an image to sell. You got a product to sell. So I know why some people are kind of like, nah, what are they doing? You know, this is not good for Houston Astros publicity. I get that part of it. But it's not. Osuna is long since removed from the situation. He sought help, from what I understand. And, yeah, he's remorseful. Everybody's remorseful when they do something they're not supposed to do. But that being said, give the guy a chance. I mean,
Do you not think that there's some hypocrisy to the fact that they cut Danry Vasquez when he beat up his girlfriend in the staircase, and they said, we've got a zero tolerance policy, and now they trade for a guy who's literally, you know, basically about to go to court for beating up his wife? You don't have a problem with that hypocrisy? Because this guy's a better player. This guy's a better player, so the zero tolerance policy turns into a little bit of tolerance policy. That's just a slippery slope, in my opinion.
And it is. It's a double standard. You're right. Are they going to do this for a player, you know, who's in single A, and he might? No, they're not going to do that. You know, they're not going to do a guy that's come up a couple times and gone down. No, but this guy's a big name. I get the hypocrisy there, absolutely, and the double standard that comes with it. The big part to me is, I think, A, it's a message to Giles, because I do think all the drama that went on around that and when he left the field and did what he did to AJ was, this is a message that we'd rather have this guy on this team than you. Now, I might be putting words in people's mouths, and I apologize, but that's just the way I'm looking at it.
No, clearly they did prefer to have this guy on their team than Giles. Like, that's the whole point of the trade. They preferred to have this guy.
Well, yeah, but athletic reasons. And that, to me, even with the drama, they want that guy. Okay, cool. That's where I'm saying the message is. But the athletic, that's the whole point of all of this, is he's got a personal life. And, yeah, does it suck that he's in an image, or that he's in a situation for – it sucks for him that he can't do anything in his personal life without it being blown up. But you knew that when you signed your first contract in Major League Baseball, okay? You know that's going to happen. Now, that being said – if he was just a normal man, if I wouldn't have called in, you don't know that this guy right here that you're talking to had a domestic violence case a couple of years ago. You have no idea, you know. But he's on a stage, so it's not fair to him, the human being, that he's got to deal with this when he's just trying to throw a baseball for a living, you know, and. That's my point on it, I guess, is just you give him a chance. Let him, if the public wants to see him do something, verbally or apologetically or whatever, you know, to make it right and make amends for the Houston publicity image itself. I understand that as a Houston Astro fan my whole life. I understand that. That does raise an eyebrow to me as well. Okay. But Osuna has a chance to come over here, start fresh, make it right, and then and move on. And I hope that Houston as a fan base, the way we came together for Harvey, the way we've come together around crappy teams while we've gotten back to good teams, the way we've come together around a lot of different things that's gone on in the city, can get over this. Let this guy be a good ball player for us. Let him help us win. We've been chanting for a closer. Nobody wanted Giles in there anymore. Nobody would say it, but they didn't really want him in there. That being said, maybe not this guy, but he's here. Embrace it. He's a human being. Give him an opportunity to make it for himself. And I ask for the same thing, you know?
All right. Well, let me say, first off, I appreciate the perspective, and thanks for calling in and sharing that. But the reality is, as a human, when you're in a public job like this, and I'll throw radio into this too, because Barry on the show earlier was using the example of if he got accused of this and, you know, people would tune out. No, the thing that he kind of missed there that everybody would miss is we have sponsors. And sponsors would say, you know what, we're not going to advertise with a station that has that kind of guy on, and that would lose money. And guess what? We'd have to get rid of that person. Well, this isn't any different. Because if one of your big sponsors says, I can't support a team that's going to have this guy, then suddenly it's going to make a difference. I mean, it is. And I'll just say, you know, I can support you. I can hope you get help. I can hope you go to counseling. I don't ever have to hire you or bring you in. And listen, I'm really glad you called in and talked about that.
Yeah, and I appreciate his honesty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But saying I did this and I feel like he should get another chance because I know what it's like. Well, yeah, that's of course you feel that way because you got another chance, and
I'm glad you're making the most of it.
Yeah, it's nice, but it doesn't mean that everybody deserves.
Yeah,
that.
I don't think you automatically embrace somebody. And the thing is, and as several people have said, if he saves Game 7 of the World Series, everybody's gonna love it.
People will get over it.
They'll forget all about it, and I think that. That's the bigger issue.
And Lamont is talking about, you know, letting due process take place, and we don't, you know, wait for the details instead of persecuting the guy on the radio. I mean, that's our job. It's my whole point of this is it's a bad look for the Astros, a team that was a darling, to even bring this guy in and make it a question because. Mm-hmm. This team had such great chemistry, and like I said, you hear Justin Verlander, you hear him talk, you could tell
so
he's just like bummed out by this.
Yeah, and you
know, and it, is bumming out Justin Verlander worth bringing in a closer? I vote no.
Yeah. I think the fan base has been pretty loud and pretty anti this, and I'm glad to see that. But you know what? Again, I think some of the same people that are saying stuff now. A month from now, if he's got a zero ERA and 10 saves, they're going to be like, oh, I'm really glad they made that move. I'd have been more glad if they'd gone out and got another bat right now because that seems to be the problem, but that's okay. You know, we're not talking about all these games they've lost in a row or the fact that without Correa and Altuve, they're blowing their lead in the division. We're talking about this instead. We should be talking about Harry's Razors because they are the best. They're convenient. They're affordable. And there's great quality. So, guys, if you haven't tried Harry's Razors, here's what they're going to do for you just for the Blitzers. Limited time only. You could save big on a Harry's shave set. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Here's what you're going to get. A five-blade razor, a weighted handle, a shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. $3 for all of that. And Harry's, man, when we talk about affordability, their replacement cartridges are just $2 each. So you can get set up here. And I love it because I never have to worry about going to the store to buy anything. I never have to worry about whether or not I'm going to run out of razors because I got on their plan. So I get my razors every time I'm about to run out. And they stand behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. And how about this? If you're traditional and you want to go to a store, you want to go to Walmart or Target, they've got them there. Go give them a try. And they're not a shave club that forces you to subscribe. They give you options, which is what I do, and I have the auto refill options. but you can also buy them one-off, a la carte, whatever you want to do. I like the convenience of knowing that, hey, I never have to think about this. I'm always going to get razors. So here's what you got. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a shave from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.